According to the research done by the KwaZulu-Natal Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform, KRISP, scientists discovered that those infected by the 501YV2 variant emerge with a strong immunity system against COVID-19 variants. Professor Tulio D. Oliveira is the head of KRISP.
The plasma collected from people infected with the variant has good neutralizing activity against itself, but also against the first wave virus and potentially other variants of concern. It means that people infected may have some immunity against the variant and other lineages.
Benny Moore from the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, NCID, describes the discovery as a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
This is potentially good news. It's not that the antibodies that are triggered by 501YV2 are somehow magical. There is a drop-off. They do preferentially recognize the virus that infected those people. But unlike the antibodies that were triggered by the original variant, these antibodies seem somehow to have a little bit more breadth. But the bottom line is that there does seem to be, in people infected with the new variant, a greater capacity to neutralize other variant.
Another scientist, Alex Segal, says the possibility is strong that the variant dominant in South Africa could be the solution for future COVID-19 variants.
This kind of gives you some idea of how this problem of variants can be solved. And maybe it can be solved with the variant that was first found in South Africa. Because it seems like if you're infected with this variant or you can design a vaccine with this variant, it might be cross-protective to other variants.
The government says this discovery could open a path for South Africa to produce its own vaccine. Blade Nzimande is the Minister of Science and Technology.
What this means, amongst other things, is that vaccines now that are based on dealing or likely to generate neutralizing agents against the current variant can actually be developed.
South Africa's current COVID-19 recovery rate stands at above 90%. Scientists have, however, warned that the results of this research do not in any way mean that those infected by this variant should not be vaccinated. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.